One of the wonderful things about theater is it oftentimes gives voice to those who do not have a voice. And joining me in the studio is Eric Vossmeyer, producing artistic director of the No Theater. Welcome, hey, Eric. And Rachel Greiner, a P&G executive on loan to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Thank you.
And they are joining me to discuss We Will Rise, selections from the Afghan Women's Writing Project. Eric, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the program as a whole.
Sure. So a couple of years ago, we created this show, and I stumbled upon essentially a review of its first performance. The Afghan Women's Writing Project itself is a website with a whole bunch of pieces by Afghani women, and someone had curated them into a live show. I was reading a review of it. It was an amazing idea, and I thought, we've got to try this. And so we found a couple of playwrights to sort of curate from the website a piece for us, and we put the show together 2 years ago in the spring. And it was an amazing, absolutely amazing experience. Sold it out, 4-show, 1-weekend run, and it was a fantastic experience. We had a lot of great kind of community support, and we've been waiting for an opportunity to do it again. And so now having the opportunity with the Freedom Center is incredibly exciting, because I think it's a great place to perform this kind of piece.
And it's actually coming up this weekend. It'll be March 7th at 8 and March 8th at 3 and 8.
Yes.
And it will be at the Harriet Tubman Theater at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Yes.
And actually, let me turn to you, Rachel. Tell us a little bit about the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center's participation in the project and why they were interested in revisiting it.
Well, Eric came to us, which we were tremendously pleased that he had done this work a couple years ago. And for us, we try to represent stories that tell about the courage of just everyday freedom heroes. And these women fought and persevered to tell their own story in a society that tells them that their voice doesn't matter. And so to be able to shine a light on those voices is something that we feel honored to do. And as the Freedom Center, we feel that that is a role we can play in the community, is to highlight the work being produced in Cincinnati that speaks to courage and perseverance.
Now, this is not an added show. This is actually a part of your season, Eric.
It is, yes. It's just sort of not at our theater. That's all right. We have sort of one of our new ideas and one of our new tenets of our strategic plan that we've been implementing over the past 18 months has been, we want more off-site productions. We want to be able to sort of reach out into the community and create work that's just as strong as the work that we do at our space, but in new and unique spaces, bringing it out directly to individuals, sort of inspired by the fringe model of adapting any space into a venue. And this was a great opportunity. This was actually, to be frank, this was where I had conceived this piece being from the first time that we did it. So I was really excited to be able to actually make it happen.
Now, you mentioned that this is a production that you've done a couple of years ago. Doing it again gives you an opportunity to revisit how you present it. What are some of the similarities and some of the changes with this production?
So it's very similar to the last time. There were some tweaks to the writing just to sort of tighten it up a little bit to make things. As we went through the rehearsal process, we learned that perhaps this piece might fit actually better with this character. The way that we've drawn, or the way that the playwrights rather have sort of drawn out the piece itself, is to sort of create these 6 different female archetypes. And so all of the pieces fit within one of their archetypal female characters. And they're like daughter, diplomat, mother, refugee, warrior, etc. And so we found a couple pieces work better elsewhere. So we shifted some things around. We added a couple of new pieces, and we just tightened it up a little bit because it ran a little long last time.
What was it about the Afghan Women's Writing Project that caught either of your attentions with regards to bringing this kind of project to Cincinnati?
I stumbled upon the website and I started reading some of the pieces, and they were so unbelievably powerful to me because they were so honest and so real, and they were written in such a unique way, not like anything I had ever read before. Some of it sort of felt awkward and felt a little stumbly, but in fact, it was just sort of a different way of approaching the use of language. That was an amazing thing to see. But then as you dove a little bit deeper in, started to get kind of into the context of some of these and started to read multiple pieces by a single author, you just sort of found this unique way of storytelling with this incredibly powerful writing, and knowing that these women were not meant to be or permitted to be writing, and certainly not permitted to have a voice by uploading these things onto the internet, that to me combined into just one of the more powerful experiences I had had. And I got really excited about sharing those stories because I felt that those deserved to be shared. They've been put on the internet, but I had not heard of it, and I wanted to try and bring that to a local audience because I thought that was very important.
One of the amazing things about this project is it takes place with women all over Afghanistan, and even in Taliban-held territories where women don't have the same rights that we appreciate here. And they gather online. They're gathering together in physical locations that they're referring to as writing huts. Why, Rachel, is it important for us to understand what it is that they're going through?
Our ability to develop empathy for everyone's struggle is part of what we try to present every day at the Freedom Center. Understanding what other people are going through allows us to see just how precious our freedom is and what a responsibility it truly is. That when we have our freedom, it's our responsibility to help others attain theirs. Another thing that is really important about this is the voice of women in fighting for freedom and fighting for rights. Women have always played a big role in civil rights movements in the United States. They played a big role in the Underground Railroad. They played a big role in the Civil Rights Act and all of the marching and militancy that went on. And I think that giving voice to women specifically is really important for our society to understand the role that they play. And the stories that they can tell are often the way that they communicate that.
Now, Eric, this is the beginning of a new collaboration with the Freedom Center. Because you've mentioned that you're looking to do more offsite performances.
Yep.
What are some of the things you would like to bring to the Freedom Center?
So actually, the year following our first production of the Afghan Women's Writing Project, I was working on a piece about specifically human trafficking. I had found a couple of collaborative artists to come on board, but we were really struggling to find some decent source material. I didn't want it to be something that was non-narrative, which was sort of what I was getting from those other artists. There was several musicians and some dance groups involved, but I couldn't find a truly quality narrative piece. And so the project sort of fell apart and we were unable to accomplish it. That's one project that I think is obviously a great match. And not only is it something that I think fits sort of with the social justice issues that no theater likes to talk about and the way we like to talk about it, but I think it's a perfect match for the Freedom Center and their desire to stamp out human trafficking.
What is the attraction for the Freedom Center for bringing in artists to bring performance with related subjects to the museum?
Well, our partnership with the NO has really inspired thinking about what could be possible in this space. And we see ourselves as a great venue to present the work. It's a platform, and we have the content and the voice on freedom. But we really want to partner with organizations who can bring in the content and produce unique works. And we love what the NO is doing with getting out into Cincinnati, being collaborative. And that's exactly the kind of partnerships that we want going forward. So we have a lot to learn, both in terms of what they can produce, but also how they partner and how they engage the community. And so we're hoping that from here, this builds into a community partnership where we would have an annual Freedom Center Presents season and have many organizations come in and produce new work and also continue to work with the NO on an annual basis on new programming around the themes contained within the Freedom Center.
Who are the performers we'll be seeing in this production?
So we're really excited. We've got some returning people, but we've also got a few new people in the mix. And so we're excited to welcome back Tori Wiggins and Malia Gramata, who was our amazing SCPA student who we found for the last production. And then we've got Amy Warner, Lauren Hayes, who was just in our production of Pluto, Maya Farhat, who is a student at Xavier University, and Burgess Bird, who's also pretty well known on local stages. So it's a great mix. And for us, I think it's a great opportunity to revisit some of the material with some fresh ideas and some fresh voices.
Well, that's We Will Rise, selections from the Afghan Women's Writing Project, being staged at the Harriet Tubman Theater at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, March 7th and 8th. A co-production of the NO Theater and the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Eric Vossmeyer, producing artistic director of the NO Theater. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you very much, Jim.
And also Rachel Greiner, P&G executive on loan to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Thank you.
For more information on the Afghan Women's Writing Project, as well as We Will Rise selections from the Afghan Women's Writing Project, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For more ticket information, check out the link to the NO Theater. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.